Good morning, everyone. If you're like most Americans and like us here on The Takeaway, you're taking a look and thinking about this stimulus package that the House is expected to pass today, $789 billion. The Senate will act either before the end of the day or over the weekend. And then states and localities all over the United States will have a set of choices. How to use these resources, this money, these funds, to actually make decisions that improve the lives of people in their communities and have a lasting economic effect, possibly turning around in part this recession that we're all dealing with. We've mobilized you on The Takeaway to make suggestions for things in your community. 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org. We've heard all kinds of suggestions, from recycling programs to repairing bridges to building new bridges to putting power lines underground so that every time there's an ice storm, the power doesn't go out. But welcoming in our studio right now is an individual who's actually dealt with these questions firsthand. He's the former mayor of Bogota, Colombia, an urban strategist here in the United States, talking urban strategy with policymakers who are beginning to deal with some of these economic stimulus issues that are really tangible and involve dollars and cents issues that relate to quality of life for citizens in local communities all over the United States. Enrique Peñalosa. Peñalosa is a former mayor of Bogota, Colombia. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, John.
Thanks for taking time on your evangelical tour of urban planning to come in here and talk to our listeners. We've been getting suggestions from all over the country of things to do in communities. If there is a strategy to urban planning and thinking about infrastructure repair and improvements in cities, what's worked for you and what has a real tangible effect on the morale of people in communities?
Well, basically we have been making cities more for cars than for people over the last 100 years. That has also an economic cost because, for example, now with the crisis, the areas which are suffering the most are the farther out suburbs. For many reasons, today it's recognized that it's better to have more compact cities where people can walk to buy milk or to buy bread. They don't have to go into a car, where you can have a public transit available. So I am here because there is a conference at New York University with some of the people in the Obama team to try to see the crisis as an opportunity to make some adjustments, to create cities that are more compact, and maybe to provide to people in the higher density environments what they like about the suburbs.
So let's talk about the high density environments for a moment. Is there an argument then for spending more on the sidewalks than the roads?
Exactly. This is, I think if you tell any child today, anywhere in the world, any 3-year child, watch out, a car. The child will jump in fright, and with a good reason, because there are hundreds of thousands of children all over the world who are killed by cars every year. So I think we have to make environments which are more friendly to children, to the handicapped. I would say sidewalks are the most important infrastructure element in a civilized city. But in these things, there are no mathematical formulas. I cannot prove that a wider sidewalk is better than a narrower sidewalk. But let's think of some cities which will have very, very wide sidewalks. Even that sidewalk should continue at grade at intersections. So it's cars that have to go up into the pedestrian space and not the pedestrians going to the car space. Sidewalks which will have protected bicycle ways, so that a child could safely ride around in a bicycle, even in a denser city. And especially if we are talking about investment,
right,
and it's good for the economy that people live closer to more dense environments, because then you spend less energy, you have good effects for the environments. There is less carbon emissions if people use more public transport or bicycles. So I would say you could offer in cities some of the things that people like about the suburbs, such as safe spaces for children to ride bicycles safely, very pleasant environments to walk. All of these things would be also good business.
Has that worked for you in Bogota? I mean, I'm thinking, you know, in looking at the stimulus package here in the United States, they're talking about repairing a lot of stuff. And that's, of course, good. But you're saying it sounds like that making really serious visual changes that suggest an improved quality of life, a safer environment for pedestrians, has the greater impact maybe on morale than just repairing something.
Yeah, it's good for morale, to show respect for human dignity, and it's also good for the economy. What people here are wondering is if much of this money from the stimulus bill goes to do more highways very far out in the outer suburbs, this creates environments which are extremely highly intensive in energy. These houses out in the suburbs, they consume much more energy than apartments in higher density areas. The energy for heating, energy for cooling, energy for using cars. So
that's the argument for the urban high density areas. Let's improve the quality of life in high density areas.
So that people will want to be there.
What do you do for the suburbs? We've got lots of people in America living in the suburbs. You can't just abandon those.
Well, I think in the suburbs also you will have to be able to transform some of those suburbs in higher density communities, especially those which have transit accessibility. I mean, I think already all over the United States, there is a very large investment in transit. All over the place, they're making trams, light rail, and I'm sure there will be a lot more of that. So I think some of those suburbs will have to transform themselves through time. Especially, we should avoid offices out in the suburbs, because even if people live in suburbs, somehow they can get by public transport to work if they are in a city. But it's completely impossible to provide transit systems to reach these office complexes out in the suburbs. So I think suburbs will have to transform, and they are already transforming the United States all over the place, and the crisis itself is destroying many outer suburbs.
Well, you've certainly given us something to think about in this term shovel-ready, that there can be shovel-ready projects which are ready to go, but if they don't have the strategic sense of thinking far into the future of what these communities are going to be needing, we may be causing more problems than we're solving. Enrique Peñalosa, former mayor of Bogota, Colombia, urban strategist, good luck here in talking with the Obama administration. Let's hope that you're listened to. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.